Hi, TJs. It's John here. I talked to Chris Hadfield recently. Now, Chris has previously been a partner in a real estate at Wilson Kimbers. He's worked in property development. He's become an actor. He's worked on stage and screen, been a lawyer, MBA tutor. A really varied career, very interesting guy. And we talked about the film crew model. Now, this is applying the principles of working on a film set to teams or learning and development. How does this work in practice? This was one of the questions that I asked Chris recently. How can you apply this to business? What are the qualities of a team that applies these techniques from the world of film and TV? So a little bit of a different interview, not something we've covered before, and I hope you enjoy it. Chris, thank you ever so much for talking to the TJ podcast. We're talking about something not unusual. I think that's a little extreme, but certainly something I've not considered before, and that's the film crew model. So before we get into the questions properly, tell me a bit about the film crew model. What drew you in? Give us a little explanation of what this is all about.
Okay, so in my work as a facilitator, as a coach and a trainer, I really value the cross-pollination of learning between sectors. So my own career journey, I have diverse influences. I went from being rather an inward-looking lawyer to becoming an actor, and then an MBA tutor in creativity, innovation, and change, and a therapist working through the arts. So I really enjoy taking the learning back into law and other business environments. And I also do this through with my co-founders at Strevis. So although we're a diverse group, we all have a legal, an actor, and a communication skills background. And I actually remember from the MBA that we drew on metaphors to understand organizations, kind of ranging from a continuum from like the machine-like to the more organic, and also combining the complexity of different cultures. And the film crew model, for me, exemplifies the full range in a very real way.
So, okay, so I've got friends who work in film and TV, from makeup artists to producers, directors, grips, electricians, that kind of thing. What does this mean in practice? How does it actually work?
Yeah, I think the film crew model provides a very useful handle on the need for clarity of shared vision, a clear and actually highly functional hierarchy. But there's an absolute dependence and trust on the skill and expertise of the individuals like the ones you've mentioned. And also for the quick creation of a culture that actually enables creativity to flare and flourish. So for me, it moves on that continuum between the machine-like and the organic. And it also operates in an environment that has to deliver under very tight timeframes and under budgetary constraints.
In terms of the team, let's elaborate on that a little bit, I think. So what are the qualities of a team if they're working under this kind of model then?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think it's a combination of independence and codependence, because all of the parts contribute to the whole. So you need to have that clarity of vision to be shared and cascaded normally by the director. When it's done well, there's also then these clear lines of reporting and cooperation between the HODs, the heads of department, who then enable and support the teams to deliver. There's also this highly respected and trusted specialist expertise, like the camera, the lighting, the sound, makeup, the grip, the wardrobe, continuity, art direction, set design and building, obviously the pre and post production, and so much more. And all of that has to happen within a context of like an ongoing creative problem-solving process and a sort of can-do approach. So I think at its best, creativity and innovation flourishes within a very well-oiled yet flexible machine. And in a large production, there are so many parts, whereas in a small unit, there will be multitasking. But as you know, in Belbin's teams, all the roles have to be met for the team to perform well. And also typically the film crew is very good at onboarding new members to create a high performing team. So sometimes the creative teams will hunt and move between productions together because they have such a strong sense of trust and understanding between one another.
I think it's all right. It's kind of a remarkable idea, but it's kind of a little out there. So I guess, how would you get businesses to embrace this? What would you do to kind of put it in context or frame it such that they would sort of readily embrace it, you know?
Yeah, it's actually a great question. And some people will just get it and make sense of it within their own worlds. But frequently, I mean, having worked with many lawyers or in businesses, they can be quite skeptical about how this sort of thing can apply to their day job. So I guess it's our role as trainers and facilitators to support that process of learning and to help them translate it into their own worlds. And something for me that was very influential was a long time ago, I did some research and wrote a report for Arts and Business. Now, at the outset, it was thought that arts organizations benefited from the expertise of business people who could provide business know-how to support the arts. But as it progressed, it was recognized that the arts also had so much to offer business. So like the module I was a tutor on the MBA actually applied creativity and innovation for individuals to teams and organizations. And it was the most popular elective, not just for the students, but also for their employers because of the skills and approaches it gave. And I also want to draw on my world as a therapist working through the arts, because I learned so much from that background. So while my research was looking at the application of the arts and creativity in business training through business schools, but it also looked at the real world of corporate learning and development. For example, I remember being absolutely fascinated by comparing orchestras and sort of say improvisational jazz bands and what each of those had to offer and teach business. And you also had a really good example in your podcast with Max Dickens on how the qualities of improvisation can help with creativity and like overcoming the fear of failure in business. And at Strevis, we also use film and theater and creativity in our work and do a lot around the virtual and hybrid worlds that we're living in. So going back to your question about how do you get businesses to embrace the model, what we aim to do is create safe experiential learning environments. And then we use a process to facilitate and support our clients to discover its relevance. And then that's kind of central to our work at Strevis.
I'm a big believer, as you are, clearly, of L&D kind of looking outside to other industries to draw inspiration and techniques or strategies, which is, you know, certainly why I think this gets you doing and can really help with helping business. But I've got one final question, and it's to sort of bring it up to the present day, as it were, which is, how has the pandemic affected all of this? Obviously, we're talking about in a film crew, a lot of it's working face to face and collaborating quite close together. So how has the last year or so changed this model, if anything?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, lockdown has actually in some ways helped the industry demonstrate its highly adaptable nature. It needed very quickly to adopt strict health and safety measures and logistics. Like, for example, they had colored arm banded bubbles, very regular testing on set from an early stage, and also creating ways to enable contributions to the production to be done in different locations and sometimes different countries. And also just remembering that technology and virtual working is actually so enabling. I was hearing about the Mercedes-Benz commercial, which was filmed in India, but the production team was based in Ukraine. And I think that really shows how like structure, logistics and coordination, along with that individual and collective expertise and quite extraordinary teamwork, allows that creativity to flourish. So going back to the question, I think there's so much need for content now that the industry is alive and well and had the potential to flourish before, during and after the pandemic.
Well, Chris, thank you ever so much for kind of giving us a quick explainer of what this model is all about and how it can be helpful. Who knows what industry you'll be in when we speak next time? You've had what's an incredibly sort of varied career to this point. Thanks very much for your time today.
Great pleasure. Thank you.